This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This hour of the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keel, and Kara Schillen back in the saddle down in Washington at the studios of Radio America. Just think, Kara, you'll see me in my beautiful face, and maybe I'll bring Daisy up. Maybe she can add some color to the activities there. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus and a moment on what is America's favorite holiday. If you don't know what it is, you can maybe be guessing for a moment whilst Jennifer, who's in California, both of us are in California. I'm the quasi-California resident. She's the real deal. The governor of California, neither of us would have voted for this guy, but he's he's there. Now, the deal with PG&E, that was done with Jerry Brown. So are you surprised, and are people in California surprised that Newsom has rejected that $13.5 billion settlement? What is it, not enough?
No, he's under a lot of pressure right now, and for multiple reasons. There's a recall effort underway on Newsom. The homeless population is exploding.
He's such a wonderful governor. My God, fabulous job.
And, of course, there's been lots of criticism because there's been a lot of light shown on these deals that PG&E had with politicians in California. So what's been going on, PG&E is the gas company, Pacific Gas and Electric is what it stands for, that took the blame for one of the, I think, the deadliest fire in California. California Governor Newsom rejected a $13.5 billion settlement that PG&E struck last week with thousands of people who lost their homes, their businesses who had personal loss, like family members who died in these fires, in a series, actually, of devastating fires that drove PG&E into bankruptcy. The decision was announced late on Friday in a five-page letter to PG&E CEO William Johnson, who looks at this as a major setback in their race to meet a June 30th deadline to emerge from bankruptcy protection. Newsom said the plan, quote, falls woefully short under state law because proposed changes to PG&E's governance and financing were insufficient to provide safe, reliable, and affordable service to its customers. Now, this is from events that happened in 2015, 2017, and 2018. Yeah.
Can you imagine the bad PR? These people are so immune to bad PR, they don't even begin to understand. Whoever is in charge of PR for PG&E should get fired, or his entire staff, his or her entire staff. I use the expression from time to time, tone deaf to the realities of what people are thinking about their business. I mean, most of these huge conglomerates like this, the phone company, the gas company, these type of public utilities, they have such horrible horrible relationships with their customers. And because they've been allowed to get so big by the government, then, they get, okay, so you can't touch us. We'll just barrel our way through. And this is a perfect example of that.
Well, but don't let Gavin Newsom fool you here, because the reason they're trying to make a deal, PG&E, is because they want to be able to access $21 billion in California taxpayer money that was created by the Democrat governor, Gavin Newsom, and the state lawmakers to help insulate utilities if their equipment is used to spark catastrophic fires. So they're trying to make a deal so that they can also access some of the funding that's already been set aside by the government. And that money was not created by the governor and lawmakers. That was created by stuff that they're taking out of my paycheck and out of everybody else's paycheck here in California. So there's so many different pieces to this story, and we're really only getting like swaths of it in the news media. And that is that PG&E had to not only, they were supposed to commit to fix their infrastructure. It's old, it's crumbling, it's falling apart. It's ridiculous. I was driving through my own neighborhood just yesterday, and I was talking to Jeff and saying, how ridiculous, it was windy yesterday, how ridiculous that all these power lines are above ground. Why in the world in California would this be the power grid that's all living above the ground?
It costs more money to put them under the ground, and the stockholders don't want to hear it.
Correct.
Spend the money.
So instead of PG&E spending the money on doing that up in Northern California, they took the bid, basically, the gamble that California would bail them out because California had in the past. They capped the amount that they'd have to pay out in liability claims. The other piece of this is that California is requiring a huge amount of money from the power companies to go back to green initiatives. And so instead of actually updating their infrastructure, which would be good for their customers and for everyone in California for that matter, instead they're kind of paying to the mafia, which is California's lawmakers, right, and saying, here's what we have for these green initiatives, and by the way, thanks for scratching our back with the help to bail us out when and if these fires break out. And who's getting it in the shorts? It's the taxpayer. It's the person who's living in a PG&E district in California, and lawmakers and PG&E are just sitting there scratching each other's back. Okay. Back and forth. That's the problem.
The people listening to this program around the country and around the world are wondering, what's the lesson here for me or for us? And I think what the lesson is, frankly, is pretty much the same as what's gone on in California. There are all these power lines. Now, it may not, granted, it might not be as dangerous in your area because if you go out in the big sky country, think of Montana, got three or four stations there to carry the program, how the power lines are, you know, maybe not even use Montana, but any place that's wide open where you see the power lines going across the plains, across the landscape. In my neck of the woods in Massachusetts, it's all through the forests, and you know, they have to cut down trees in order for the power lines to go through there. And so one wonders, okay, what if this happened here? If the companies are doing as bad a job as they seem to be taking care of their infrastructure, then could this happen here? And the answer for a lot of you, if not most of you, is yes, it could happen there if these power companies, these regional power companies, are not taking care. National Grid, NSTAR, Eversource, whatever the name is that services you, Edison, if they're thinking is probably pretty much the same. If it's a stockholder company, the stockholders want as much a return as they can on their investment. So that doesn't mean, it means no to the question, should we put all these power lines under the ground? So does the federal government have to step in and say, okay, too bad you guys, I know you don't want to, but you're going to have to. For the public good and necessity, putting these power lines underground is probably the only thing that makes them really safe. And that's what you ask yourself as you're driving around today, looking at the power lines, whether it's the single pole down your street or whether it's these huge stanchions that are out in the middle of nowhere that carry the power across the country. It's dangerous, dangerous stuff. It really is. So, food for thought. What do you have down? What's the name of the company in New Jersey that does the power?
Jersey Central Power and Light, JCP&L. Mm-hmm. But it's not really, it's sort of like a bunch of other offshoot brands underneath it now, because it's, I think New Jersey is one of those deregulated energy states, so my bill seems to be from someone different every month, so I'm not sure how that works.
You can choose, by the way, you can choose. I have done that in my neck of the woods. I choose to, the power all comes in the same place, but there was a law that was passed, and I don't think it was Massachusetts, I think it was the federal bureaucracy that allowed different companies to come in, and I happen to choose a green company. The money goes to various green initiatives, so the power doesn't come from coal-fired sources. It eventually will come from the sun or the wind.
I don't think I have that option, especially in our apartment building. I'm not really sure if we do.
Really?
Because when we moved in, it was just, here's your account, and that's it. Not sure.
No, you can, in some places, you can look around. I have mine actually through American Airlines. I get miles.
Good.
I'm doing a green initiative, and I get miles for it. I don't think it's the cheapest program in the world, but I feel strongly about doing the green thing. And I also like getting a few extra miles here and there. So that's how that all works. All right, so we want to find out about America's favorite holiday, and we'll do that in a moment here after these words on the DJV program, which is quarter after the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
Try the new CBD infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara here with the scoop. Jennifer has the scoop on what America's favorite holiday. We would all think it might be Christmas. That seems to... I said to Jennifer, when she said, I want to talk about America's favorite holiday. I said, can we insert the word pagan in front of it? Because most of the religious holidays were actually pagan festivals before they became religious festivals. So what are you going to go through some stats here with us?
Ladies, do you agree with Dougie that Christmas is the most favorite holiday amongst Americans?
Of course it's
I would
not.
Say,
you're leading
this. I would say 4th of July, maybe.
That would interesting, Kara. Yeah.
I love Christmas, but I also like to eat a lot, so I'll say Thanksgiving.
You guys are so good. You've just picked the top three holidays of Americans. So this is actually done by 538. 538 is a survey company. They typically do a lot with candidates and with polling, which is how I discovered it. And I said, wait a second, we're actually doing something fun here. Forget about Bernie Sanders for a second. Yeah. Uh-huh. So the question is, what holidays are on your top five? And so they went around and they asked Americans to rank their top five holidays. So this was 1,095 respondents between the survey times of December 8th and 10th. Christmas was number one, 78% saying Christmas was their favorite holiday, followed by Thanksgiving and Independence Day. That surprised me, Victoria, so very good on that. That was in third place. Fourth place was New Year's Eve and Day, followed by Easter. Little surprising because Halloween has become such a huge spending holiday that that's in at number six. And then get this. Memorial Day, Valentine's Day, Labor Day, St. Patrick's Day, a birthday, Veterans Day, Martin Luther King Day, and then Christmas Eve. What the heck, guys? I always like Christmas Eve better than Christmas Day. Wow. Only 4% say Christmas Eve.
Let's follow up that. What's the most used four-letter word at Christmas time? Most used.
Well, in my house, it might be a little different, and I can't say it on
air. Okay. Gift? I don't know.
Nope. Yeah, that's a good guess, though. Got one? Victoria?
Love?
Nope. That's a good gift. That's a good one, too. All right. You want me to give it away?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The most used four-letter word in the holiday season is Yule. Y-U-L-E. Yule. All right. Good conversation. starter. 21 after.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Music time, music portion of this hour of the program at 23 and change at the hour. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, Doug, and you listening now to Luke Combs, whose 2019 Beer Never Broke My Heart tour came to an end with two sold-out shows in Nashville on Thursday and Friday night. He surprised the Thursday audience with an appearance from Keith Urban, who came up. That is very interesting, huh? A very exciting performance of Hurricane. After Combs finished the first verse, chorus of Hurricane, the arena erupted when Urban came out from behind the curtain to sing the second verse. As they finished their song, fans launched into a sing-along with Urban trading riffs on guitar with Combs' band as the concert came to an end. So, do they live? Does Urban live in is that
Nashville?
Where
yeah.
He and High Forehead live?
But you know what's weird is that he must love him because I saw him, it must have been the ACMs just recently. He and Nicole Kidman were sitting in like the front row and the camera kept panning to them during Luke Combs' performance and the two of them were like rocking out. They knew every word. So they must be big fans of his.
I need to get into more country artists because like pop artists, other people don't ever do this, but every single country show ever, they bring on like five other people who were huge country stars. Unless that's just a Nashville thing. I don't know, but they all seem to be friends with
the
industry.
Well, they're supportive of one another,
nice.
It would seem. Yeah, that's very nice. I agree with you, Tara. It's a nice touch. So, I'm just trying to... my mind is wandering into how Nicole Kidman walks through the main downtown in Nashville and does her shopping or whatever.
A lot of celebs live in Nashville. Reese Witherspoon has a house there. Tim McGraw and Faith Hill, they live there. I think...
Well, the country people you'd understand, I suppose. And she's
I don't think
they
actually probably get more privacy than living in L.A. L.A., you've got the paparazzi everywhere trying to follow you.
Taylor Swift hangs out in Nashville, like, in her house or whatever she owns, apartment building, I don't know. But I think that's kind of a place that she can actually get some privacy, too.
Keith Urban apparently wasn't the only surprise guest. Early in the evening, Thomas Rhett joined Combs. What you see is her to get track, Lovin' on You. And so I think it's kind of nice. Combs said he was extremely grateful for being on the stage playing for this crowd. You recall first seeing a concert at this place where they were What is the name of this arena?
It's the Bridgestone Arena. Bridgestone Arena. Yeah, it's like the Madison Square Garden of Nashville.
Nashville, right. He saw Garth Brooks in 2010, played one of 9 benefit shows there to raise money for the city of Nashville after they had that flood. Remember that in 2010 there? At the time, Combs hadn't even started playing guitar, and he'd driven from his home in North Carolina just to be there for that. So, what did he do earlier in his life if he wasn't a singer? How old is Luke Combs?
Late 20s, pretty young.
Yeah. Huh. All right, up next, as we are focusing on country music, Blake Shelton and his pal Gwen Stefani have teamed up for a new duet called Nobody But You. Featured on Shelton's new project, Fully Loaded, God's Country. It's out now. Let me hear, let's listen to this.
Are only you and God to hear when you love someone and set yourself free.
What's going on in her career these days?
Well, they're on The Voice together, so that's still going.
Yeah, but I'm talking about singing. Yeah. She's not doing much.
She released an album a couple of years ago that was pretty big.
Her residency last year in Vegas, or actually this year in Vegas.
It's still going on. Yeah. She's got, I think, a few shows left. Yeah, she's been really busy. I don't know that she would have time for anything more.
Yeah. This is their third duet together, by the way. You make it feel like Christmas appeared on Gwen's Christmas album last year, and I'll Name the Dogs appeared on Blake's album last year. What's that song, I'll Name the Dogs? I don't know.
You name the babies, and I'll name the dogs.
Okay, that's a deal for you. Music in our focus at 28 after the hour on the DJB Show.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are 5 quick tips. 1. Find a quiet place if you can. 2. Sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. 3. Close your eyes so you minimize distractions. 4. Sit still, because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
When was the last time you whitened your teeth? The holidays are coming, and now is the time to brighten your smile. With office parties, family gatherings, and photo opportunities coming up, don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday ready in no time. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore or sensitive like other whitening treatments, and it's totally safe and effective on all dental work. If you're not happy, Power Swabs are backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. That's right, 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. Call 800-208-1797, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile holiday ready with Power Swabs.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House Rules Committee setting guidelines for today's impeachment vote against President Trump. The House will debate for 6 hours before voting on 2 articles of impeachment. Trump accused of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress by Democrats, though he denies wrongdoing. And in the Senate, the top Republican, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, says Democrats can still turn back
and not deploy this constitutional remedy of last resort to deliver a predetermined partisan outcome.
Meanwhile, President Trump will be in Battle Creek, Michigan tonight for a campaign rally, and Vice President Pence will be by his side. Congress has approved a bill to protect some 200,000 military families on U.S. bases from hazards like mold, lead, and asbestos. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, at auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding. And if you want to come and text us.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The hour on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Quite sure that we have people right where we want them, ladies. They're hanging on our every word. They're ready. They're willing. They're able to listen and understand to us. Explain what's going on. After all, without us, who would know really what was going on in the world, right? Is that too heavy a burden for us to carry? Or is that?
Well, I think it's our attempt to help people understand what's going on in the world.
Exactly. Right, listening to both sides of all of these various discussions. Okay, there really are not two sides to this, unless you're in the vaping business.
Yeah, not happy.
There's not too many. There's not a good side and a bad side to this, unless you've invested heavily, like the Lorillard company has, and they had a write-off or Aptria of $4.5 billion in their investment in one of the vape brands. This is a jewel we're talking about. So, Victoria, the CDC has released a list of the brands that we all, I shouldn't put we in here. I'm not a participant in this. I wouldn't want to be, but there are a lot of people who are trying out vaping. Much to their chagrin, they're finding out after they don't go down the road very far, right?
Yeah, well, the CDC has actually released the first list of vape brands that have been most commonly linked to the recent lung-related illnesses. 80% of the 2,300 people who have been hospitalized with vaping-related illnesses, 80% of those people have been vaping marijuana. And so the liquids that they were vaping contain THC, that's the psychoactive compound in marijuana. Now, that means 20% are vaping tobacco. Those are most likely the younger kids that we talk about with the flavored vapes and things like that. Mm-hmm. So the CDC has actually tracked down. They had to do a lot of research on this because it's very hard to figure out who's making this stuff, and I'm actually kind of surprised.
You know who's making it?
Slightly
the Chinese are making it. The Chinese are making it. That's
so the brands that they have put on this first round of the list is TKO, Smart Cart, and Rove. The most commonly used product among the sick patients was something called Dank Vapes. Dank Vapes is actually a generic label that can be bought online, allowing black market sellers to put it on any product regardless of what it is or how it's made.
China.
So some of the
China.
Brands, yeah, some China. Of the brands are
China. Yep.
Yeah, some of the brands are attempting to combat their use of the name on the black market by adding scannable QR codes to their products to confirm that they're legitimate. Rove says if your Rove cartridge box does not have a QR code, unfortunately, it's counterfeit.
China.
Genuine Rove products are, well, some are made here, too. The genuine Rove products are also are only sold in licensed dispensaries. That's what they want everyone to know. The number of lung injury cases appears to be declining at this point, but the CDC is still investigating more. They want people to remain vigilant against this.
They're declining because people are getting the message.
If you're vaping marijuana from and you're buying it from a legal dispensary, you're fine. But if you're buying these vapes online, which a lot of people do, then you have to really be careful because you just have no idea what's in that liquid.
Okay. So I'm going to give you a little bit of information. I've not made it a secret that one of the ways that I'm the way I'm saving my farm in Massachusetts is to have a combination hemp and cannabis grow on the facility. And so I didn't know anything about it. I've never used marijuana. I don't like the smell of it. I don't want to be around it. But
you better get used to that smell.
We have no smell. There's none. You'll never know that the place is there.
You're just growing the plants and sending them to somewhere else.
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
Right. So at any rate, the various types of marijuana, this is not just one size fits all. There are varying degrees. Like the illegal stuff that's grown in California, for example, which still has quite a stranglehold on the market. They haven't been able to kill the black market. The quality of the tobacco, of the marijuana that's being grown and sold on the black market is awful. It's terrible. The stuff that they use to grow it, the chemicals they put on it to keep it pure or to keep it from getting, not pure, but to keep it from getting the various diseases that all plants do when you're growing them outside. So there's the outside grow, there's the quality of the seed, there's the quality of the soil, there are all kinds of things that are variables here. And the difference in the price, and this is where it really, this is where you find the black market and the people that are selling this stuff, really, these are bad people. The average cost of the cheap stuff is about $1,200 to $1,400 a pound. The really good stuff is between $4,000 and $5,000 a pound. And so the cheap stuff that's finding its way into, for example, the cartridge boxes that are in these vape things, that's all cheap crap. The people who don't know anything about it, I would have said the same thing. A year ago, I would have said all marijuana is the same. But that's far from the truth. The stuff that's really well grown and is quality doesn't have any of these things. So I know that the problems that people are having because they're using marijuana in the vape are using this cheap stuff that's mostly grown on the black market. And that's why it's a problem, frankly.
Well, it's more than that though. If you're using a vape, it's the chemicals that are stabilizing the liquid. So it's an oil that's in the cartridge,
like vitamin E. Yeah.
It's a vitamin E acetate, and that is just deadly for your lungs. So that's really the problem.
Well, the bad marijuana is bad for your lungs too. So it's a really double whammy. It's a 1-2 punch that you get from this. So it's a word to the wise. Interesting and important info a little ancillary information as well. 41 after the hour here on today's DJV program.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Geek Out.
There's been a recent spell of media attention over hackers gaining access to consumer Ring cameras positioned inside homes and causing general havoc. The worst of which is somebody talking over the camera to an unsuspecting little girl and being kind of a freak. Now, it's important to note, Ring insists this was not a hack of their system, but hackers utilizing usernames and passwords they gathered from other data breaches. It's important to always create new and specific passwords for devices like these that present a view inside your home. Reusing an existing password, or even worse, not changing from the default settings, is just asking for trouble. We've posted a link about this story and some guidelines over on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Everyone knows about the risks of driving drunk. People could get hurt or killed. You could get arrested, incur huge legal expenses, or even lose your job. If you think drunk driving is no big deal, you couldn't be more wrong. Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Calidrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
44 after the hour here on the DJV program. Following head-to-head testing on the new cars and trucks and minivans and SUVs, Kelley Blue Book's expert editors have announced the Best Buy Award winners. The award honors the top new model vehicles, the new model year vehicles available here in our market in 16 major categories. I think this is always interesting. We all love talking about cars. I love to talk about cars. I'm selling a car that I have had for a year or so. I don't keep them very long, and I'm looking at some new things. So let's get the scoop. Mike Amuzio is the managing editor at Kelley Blue Book with the facts behind the story. Hi, Mike, nice to have you here.
I like that I'm talking to some real car people. I got to ask real quick, what are you selling?
An LR4.
Oh, whoa, okay. If we have time at the end, I'll ask you some questions. But, okay. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, we put together this list of Best Buy vehicles every single year because, as a frequent car buyer, you know, there are a lot of vehicles to choose from. And if you haven't purchased a car in, let's say, the last 5 years, just getting your head around what the marketplace looks like can be a baffling ordeal.
That was sort of one of the reasons I was eager to have you on, because For me, when I look around at the SUVs, because I haven't driven a car for ages, I've stuck to Range Rover products since 1994, pretty much, and I look around at the new Ford Explorer Expedition, or whatever they call it. It looks like a Range Rover to me. And because of that, I look at the Audi and I look at some of the others. They're all the same. They all look the same. And isn't it true that in today's marketplace, you can't really sell a bad car because the buyer is too smart? Is that true or not, do you think?
I mean, there was a time back not too long ago when we were younger people that you could buy a car that was just plain bad. That's hard to do these days. So right. The differentiating features oftentimes are the features themselves, general usability, and to your point, style. So you've given me a perfect segue like a true radio master because I'm in the studio with our best new model of 2020, which is the Kia Telluride. Have you seen the Kia Telluride?
I have not. No, I'm eager though to hear about it.
This is why we do the list. This is perfect. Okay, so you love Range Rovers. I have a really good alternative for you if you want to get out of a Range Rover into something that has, I would say, a similarly appealing aesthetic, but at a very reasonable price. The Kia Telluride is a three-row SUV, so it seats up to 8 people. It's priced very reasonably, so right around $33,000 is the base price, which in the new vehicle SUV space is very reasonable. But for that price, you get a ton of value. You could buy the cheapest Telluride and be very happy with it because it includes things like keyless access with push-button start, so you never have to reach into your pocket to unlock the vehicle, full-speed dynamic cruise control where it'll automatically keep pace with the vehicle ahead, and a feature that I really love, I have a 4-year-old daughter who's very independent and likes to climb into vehicles all by herself. The second-row seat releases are just push-buttons, so you just push them, they slide out of the way, and so even at, like tiny little daughter, she can push that button and climb right into the third row. It's super easy, but you got to see what this thing looks like. If you head over to KBB.com, you can see some pictures of the Kia Telluride. I think you'd love it.
You know, one of the things about the Kia and the Hyundai, I remember when they first came out and they were crap, and they've improved so much. I have a friend that has a Kia, a luxury model sedan, and I can't tell the difference in it between that and a BMW other than looking at the sticker price. It really is. They've done a wonderful job at upscaling it.
To your point, I will say that they're also got really out ahead in trying to let people know that they make a quality product. So the other thing we really like about the Kia Telluride is that it has a long 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, which is very reassuring and, you know, kind of contributes to long-term ownership costs.
All right. What else have you got in the award category?
Yeah, you know, another one that's worth mentioning, if you want to go to the other end of the spectrum, is our electric vehicle category winner, which is the Hyundai Kona Electric. And, you know, I've seen electric cars come into the market, and they've sort of been a fringe thing, but I would say the Kona EV is among the first truly daily drivable electric cars. 258 miles of range, according to the EPA, which is well beyond what most people will actually drive. And then you've got DC quick charging abilities, so you can either charge the thing at home overnight and it'll be ready to go in the morning, or you can use part of the increasingly vast electric infrastructure and DC quick charge the thing. So in under an hour, you can go from 0 to 80% charge using that DC quick charger. And then the other thing is price. Base price is right around $38,000, which is, it sounds like a lot, but there's a federal tax incentive, which brings that overall price down to right about $38,000. So that makes it pretty accessible to most buyers.
Doesn't sound like it's a lot when I look at the sticker of the Range Rover. This is, very affordable. All right, we got about 30 seconds. What else have you got on the list? Anything that we need to underscore?
Yeah, I'm just going to underscore that we've got 16 different categories and a lot of SUVs, subcompact, compact, midsize. Yeah. Two-row midsize, full-size SUV. We've got cars. There's so much stuff. So, you know, if you want to dig into it, no matter what kind of vehicle you're looking to buy, just head over to KellyBlueBooksKBB.com. You can look at some pictures, and it'll get you started on your purchasing journey.
KBB.com. Micah Muzio, thank you. From Kelly Blue Book, 10 before the hour.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So,
this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Past the hour, Tech Talk time here on the DJV program with Victoria Keelan, first focusing on some of the best tech products of the decade. That announcement made, tech writers reviewing some of these things. What do you find that's a surprise here? Anything, Victoria?
Not really. No big surprises, other than when you really look back at this past decade from 2010 to now winding down to the end of 2019, it is kind of impressive when you look back at some of the major things that we rely on now, and they all came from this decade. The number one thing being the iPad. That was invented in 2010. That's when it was first, well, that's when it first hit the market, and if you think about it, the iPad really changed tablets forever. Apple sold four and a half million of them in the first quarter after the launch, and it became one of the fastest selling gadgets in history. And so that's been named the number one gadget of the decade. Number two is the Roku streaming box. Now, I don't really know too many people who had the Roku box. However, this also came out in 2010. That accelerated what is now called cutting the cord with cable TV, because the Roku box allowed you to stream Netflix and Hulu and all those other things that didn't really exist before that technology. So that got named number two. Number three was the MacBook Air, which came in at 2.5 pounds and 1/10 of an inch thick. And Steve Jobs was still alive at the time. This is also 2010. And he touted that, the MacBook Air, as the future of computers. And he was not wrong. It eventually set the standard for thinly created laptops. And so now everybody kind of stacks themselves up against the MacBook Air. Number four, in 2011, came the Nest Learning Thermostat. Now, this is something that is in millions and millions of homes. This was the first smart thermostat that allowed people to, when they were away from their home, change the temperature in their house, heating, cooling, whatever, also smoke detectors, through an app. So that was a big deal. Number five, the Philips Hue Smart LED light bulbs allowed people to also control the color and the of the light bulb. It changes color, and you can use it all remotely through the app. That was a big deal. Number six was Chromecast. This also allowed people to plug into the HDMI port of their TV and then sync up to Wi-Fi so you can actually stream content from the internet. That was a really big one. That's before smart TVs existed. The Chromecast actually made a TV smart by hooking it up into that USB port. Number seven was Flex by Fitbit. Think about how many people have Fitbits. This came out in 2013 and completely changed the market of wearable technology and became a very popular Christmas gift in 2013. And another top design that they has gotten mentioned is Amazon's Echo. Now, essentially, Amazon's Echo products, not as highly rated as some of the other products. However, in 2014, they were the first to mainstream artificial intelligence and AI assistance. So Alexa really is kind of what started with all of the AI assistance. And now everything is voice command. So that was already all the way back in 2014.
How about that? All right, so let's see what we have here from Craigslist. Apparently, there's a lot of focus on this new app they have.
The Geek Out.
Craigslist, the epicenter of digital classified ads since 1995, remains a place filled with really good discoveries and deals, and also the dangers of scams and offers that seem too good to be true. Now, not much has changed over the years until last week when the site released its first official app. Yes, Craigslist now has an app that has been much needed since the site was never really good for perusing on a mobile device. Now, the app is almost equally as lo-fi as the site, but also as functional for both buying and selling items and services. The new Craigslist app for iOS is available now, it's free, and we've posted a link to it on Twitter, at The Geek Out.
Everyone knows about the risks of driving drunk. People could get hurt or killed. You could get arrested, incur huge legal expenses, or even lose your job. If you think drunk driving is no big deal, you couldn't be more wrong. Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
All right. Here's a big story for this week, Victoria. YouTube banning incels.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So YouTube is updating its harassment policy. It's been trying to cut down on toxic interactions on their platform. They already ban users if they explicitly threaten someone, if they show confidential personal information, extortion, or if they encourage harassment. Now, YouTube says they will no longer allow veiled or implied threats. Now, that includes simulating violence against an individual. It also bans demeaning language, defined as insults involving race, gender, sexual orientation, or other protected attributes. And YouTube said that this applies to YouTube creators, public officials, and private individuals as well. They also admitted that this is going to be difficult to police and to enforce, but at least it's a step in the right direction.
All right, so there you go. An overview of some important things that have happened this week in the world of technology. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan here.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.